Hey everyone, welcome to a brand new episode of Music Addict Podcast. Of course, with myself, the wonderful and amazing Tom.
I
I
don't
know
know if
there's
it
always
counts if you call yourself amazing.
amazing, and of course, my amazing co-host.
Oh, Mark Taylor. See, it's better because you said it about me. I'm sorry. And the
And the
amazing.
amazing,
Yeah,
yes.
see, if I say it, it's better. If I say
I
it
have a
about
game show host voice.
you.
You're the next contestant on The
Hey,
Price is
man,
Right.
who didn't like The Price is
That's
Right? Come
right.
on
Yeah.
down.
Come on down. Yeah. So I do have one of those game show. Everyone always tells me I sound like a game show host. I can do what they do on Family Feud. I can do that.
Hey man, there's another calling.
Yeah, I know. Or better yet, no whammy, no whammy, no whammy.
Big bucks and no
No
whammy.
whammies. Yes. Dun, 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 dun. Yes, that
Hey,
was the best one.
oh my gosh, I think we should start over.
Probably so. It was too much fun. Okay, let's start over.
Okay, man.
Here we go. It was way too
All
much
right.
fun. Hey everyone, welcome to a brand new episode of the Music Addict Podcast. Of course, myself, Tom McDonough, and my amazing co-host.
Well, Mark Taylor, thank
Yes.
you. Amazing. I didn't
Amazing.
think so, but you may be a better judge.
It's it was better off that you're the amazing one. I'm just Tom. But
Oh.
this week, or this not this week, I always say that all the time. Habit for so long. This episode, Jordan Moore joins us. He is a pretty good darn country artist who has a pretty good following and has I love his sound. I've always loved modern country. It is one of my couple of I have like four genres, and it is one of my four favorite genres. So it was great hearing him, talking with him. He has an amazing career ahead of him and a lot of music. We'll definitely give you links in the intro, so the section for where the podcast is at, so you can follow him and listen to his music.
Yeah, I really do like his music, and great guy to talk to, man. He's got a lot of knowledge, and he really is one of those guys that can tell you from beginning to end what the struggle is like when you're an artist. Especially, where's he, Nashville?
Nashville. Yes. He understands the hustle of what it is to be a music artist. He understands the ups and downs, the many different hats you have to wear. He is completely has it. That is one of the things that I loved, is that if I could have every artist that I've ever come across could have everything he knows in them, they would we'd have perfect artist. It would be but it's tough because, again, it's tough being so many different hats, juggling
Yeah.
them to do what you got to do in the music industry.
Yeah, it's always been tough, but it's really tricky now because the artist has to really do everything. There's no artist development really anymore. The artist really has to wear all the hats.
Including, artist development. They have developed themselves, let alone their social media manager, booking manager, publishing, blah, the list goes on. And some people are doing their own music now. Again, technology has increased, and I know they're making us dinosaurs than the in the recording studio, but the technology is increasing, and with the invention of AI music, it has taken it to a whole new level of everything is changing. So more people can do music that could not do it before, because the biggest struggle was, I can't play a musical instrument. I can't sing that great. Now things have changed to where it is a little bit easier, but that still puts two more things in problem. It may make it easier and more accessible, but the competition is higher and greater.
Absolutely. Now, we're not saying it about him. He's not
No,
using AI.
no, 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 no.
He's, you know, he's
He can
pure.
play. He
Yeah,
can
he
play.
can
He can
play.
sing. Yeah, he's got the talent. I was just saying, as a whole, one of the biggest struggles for artists is now that technology has been out there, it has made it much more difficult for them to compete, because there's more people to compete against.
Well, yeah, you're competing with the entire planet now. But the one thing about coming out of Nashville is that if you can make your way in Nashville, you can pretty much make your way anywhere. I mean, everybody down there is so talented. And if you're a guitar player coming out of Nashville and you make it out of Nashville, you're pretty much safe anywhere.
Yeah, exactly. Of
And
course,
I love recording in Nashville. Nashville is one of the best places on the planet to record vocals.
So ultimately, it was a great conversation about music, great conversation about Nashville. I love Nashville. It is a beautiful town, and it does have a very lively music scene. Probably more so than any other city in the country.
Yeah, Nashville. I put Nashville and maybe New Orleans right there. Those two towns, they still do it, man.
They still do it. Yes. But who can beat New Orleans and the wonderful, beautiful musical and the funeral processions and the old how they did that is celebration of life. Sorry, I mean I don't mean to make up something negative, but
No.
ultimately one of the things I really adore about that is because it's a great celebration, and music is a big part of that. So
Yeah,
definitely, yeah.
if you're a musician out of either of those places, Nashville, New Orleans, we know you can play. And when you're a working musician out of Nashville, we know not only can you play, but you've got some business savvy. And I really like talking to artists that seem to have as much a grasp on the music as they do on the business side.
Bingo, exactly. Now we want to mention that you can remember if you want to be on this podcast, you can definitely one definite way to get our attention is to submit at Reverb Nation for their campaign, which goes every 90 days. We have a new one. So definitely always go look. There's only a break of 1 week between these 90 days, so there's a good chance that you're going to find one. Definitely look it up at Music Attic. If you can't find it, reach out to us, social media. We answer pretty darn quick and we're pretty engaged.
Absolutely.
So definitely, yeah, I agree. I love talking to artists that speak my language and music. That
Absolutely.
talk, like to talk about the industry, talk about what things are going on. So I'm always happy about that. What else? Oh, newsletter. Remember, Music Addict has a newsletter. Please sign up. It's free. It gives you tips of the trade. It gives you all the latest news, the latest reviews we do.
Absolutely.
It's stay up to date. And then we're going to have some new things coming in this from the summer here. We got some changes coming through. So we're going to add some stuff to the newsletter. So definitely please sign up for it at musicaddict.org or just
Absolutely.
Google us. We're first on the list.
We try to be a resource for artists, especially when you don't know where else to look. At least start with us. Take a look at what we have with all the newsletters and forums and queries. A lot of the times we can answer your questions just in some of our past issues or whatever. At least take a look.
Yeah, give it a gander, give us a try. And signing up for it's free.
Absolutely.
Also our sponsor, what tough German name of
Tatu Nata?
yeah
Nata?
tata yeah tata nata yes encrypted email. Definitely today's day and age in cybersecurity as well as internet security and a 101 security for emails, use encrypted emails. So
Absolutely, especially today.
I will put that out on social media. See if you guys have links to that. We are giving away premium accounts, so definitely reach out to us. It is the best way to stay secure and safe in today's day and age.
Absolutely. I mean, it seems like every day you hear about something getting hacked or something. Hey guys, secure your email.
Yeah, secure your email because that's where a lot of your stuff goes through. Because we do a lot of things digitally, a lot of information there. We don't want to
Absolutely.
get it. So like before where people were stealing mail, now they're stealing and getting into emails. So definitely protect yourself.
Absolutely.
Other than that, all I can say is my favorite thing to say all the time. On to our interview.
On see you on the other side.
Hey everybody, I would like to welcome our next guest, Jordan Moore. Jordan, Michigander to Michigander.
Yeah, I'm pretty pumped about that. That's what I was
Yes.
wondering.
I love having people from our, Michigan that you don't get as much, I've probably have interviewed just about everybody from Detroit
Yeah.
and over the years, you know, I've done this a long time, and it's great to see people, you know, even in the Midwest. Now, granted, Mark's, you know, from that bad place where the
The
Bears come
big city,
from.
Chicago, the big city.
The windy city,
The Windy City,
on the other side of that water.
Yep, the other side.
But it is always good to see Midwestern people working hard. There is, and I'll say this since we're all Midwesterners, it is a different total belief in how we all do work ethics, I think,
Oh, good
compared to the rest of
gosh.
the country.
That
Oh,
is
yes.
true. That is 100% factual.
Yes. So it's good to see. Also, it's good to see, you know, I love different genres of music, and country has been, I have been writing a lot. Funny enough, and Marco can tell you this for sure. I've been writing a lot of country. I write a lot of songs all the time, and I've been writing a ton of country music lately. And country to me, I like the modern country rock, country pop, you know, the modern stuff. Granted, don't get me wrong, I do like, you know, the older stuff from Kenny Rogers and stuff, but I do like the new modernized version of, you know, everything urban. So I'd like it merging with my rock and my pop. So it's good to see you doing that. Good to see you getting out there, and I love your sound.
Well, thank you.
One of
Yeah,
the
man.
things that we do in Reverb is look at music as a whole and listen to it. Now we hear over the years, I mean, Mark, we've done so many campaigns, and
Oh
I've
my
done more even before he even came along. We've done these things for so long. I've heard so much different music, but I'll tell you what, each time I sometimes always hear at least one or two new people and new music that I've never would have heard before. So it's always fun getting to hear new music.
So much of it out there.
Yeah, and again, with 120,000 songs a month, or day, I'm sorry, it's now daily streaming that comes out new, it is a competition that people can't really keep up with. And then we won't throw in even an AI, even
Oh, good
which can
God.
do it in our do every while everyone else is sleeping, it's still producing songs every, what, 10 seconds, three
Oh, I'm
seconds.
crazy. AI's changed it all. It's terrible.
Yeah.
But man, I
Well,
really
man, I really do dig your sound, man. You know,
thank you.
Tom likes all country. You know, I'm more the more modern country. When I was a kid, it would have been called rock more so than country. But you know, your vocals really cut through, man. I took a listen. I was really pleased with your sound, man. It's that sound that kind of brings you in. It's kind of got a gravity. You listen to it and say, "Oh yeah, man, that's a vibe." And I dig what you do, man.
Hey, I appreciate that. Appreciate that very much. It's been interesting because obviously I grew up being from Michigan. You know, I grew up in the rock world. You know, and that's just kind of what I'm the Stevie Ray Vaughan and the Steve Miller Band and Lynyrd Skynyrd and I listened to everything. But the truth is, I mean, a lot of my inspiration came from classic rock. So.
Now, your hometown is the traffic light.
That's right, Lowell, Michigan.
Yeah, Lowell, Michigan is the traffic light. You will blink and go through it.
That's
Trust
right.
me.
I'm
Been
gonna
there
have
many
to
times
go.
over the years.
Where's Lowell on the glove? I mean, is it up here?
So
Is it in here?
it's like it almost it's a little closer to Grand Rapids, but it's in between Lansing and Grand Rapids.
Okay, got you.
And it's, and you can't going up, and again, people from Michigan going north, we call it up north. So going up north, you have to pass through there. Unless you're going Port Huron ways, you're going to pass through there, with 100% going up north. Did that many times going upstate, especially going Traverse City, Cherry Festival, Traverse City, can't go wrong there. Grand Rapids has always been, you know, it's like Flint, almost a literally a suburb of Detroit in a lot of ways.
It's not like Flint.
Well, no, Flint and Grand Rapids are kind of the compared to Detroit, they're basically a suburb in some ways. You know,
No disrespect to Flint.
no,
Right,
there's no
right, right.
disrespect to Flint, but no, I agree. They're different, but they're still all part of the greater Detroit area.
All of Michigan, right?
All of Michigan, yeah. Must just all of Michigan must be Detroit, except for the UP.
Now, how long have you been working on? You said you're in studio right now working on some stuff?
Yeah, I've actually. So Man, I've been doing music my whole life. Like I said, I grew up in it. My dad, we were all, my dad was into like church planning, and so we all helped. Every one of us kids, we all started playing music just to play at a church, you know. And I've had a guitar and a microphone in my hand since I was as young as I can remember, to be honest with you. And then, I moved to Nashville like 10 years ago. After I'd come off the road, I was with a rock band called Sergeant Avenue that I'd started when I was in college. And then I came home, we moved to Nashville. I really wasn't planning on doing anything with music. I just moved to get out of the cold weather, and I had some friends here. My old guitar player lived here. He was one of the only people that I knew, and he plays for Brantley Gilbert now. He's
Nice.
he'd been with them him since we were done. And honestly, like I've been in the studio. I back in 2020, I called him and I was like, "Hey," he produced that whole Sergeant Avenue record, and I was like, "Hey, I gotta write. Let's write. I see all these people that are making a living writing music. I can write country music. Let's do it." And so I go over to his house and just to work on a song. You know, we start writing, and I'm like, "Man, I could, you know, let's." Yeah, he kind of looked at me. He's like, "Why don't you just try and do this yourself?" You know, and I was like, "Well, I never really thought about it. I guess, you know, like it's funny because when we were in the studio recording Sergeant Avenue, he always told me, you got your vocals are a little too country." And I'm like, he's like, "We gotta make it." So, I mean, it was a lot of vocal training, a lot of vocal exercises just to work on that range that I needed for rock. And then when we started doing this, he's like, "You remember all that?" He's like, "Yeah, go ahead and forget all that. Let's go back to your roots." And I'm like, "Okay, this is fun." So then we started writing that, and that's when I wrote Heart of Quitting. And so I've really only been back at it in the country world for the last, you know, going on 4.5 years now. And my goal is just to, at first, Nashville is a tough town.
Oh, yeah.
It is cutthroat. And my goal was just like, all right, I'm just gonna start writing some music and just releasing it and just see what happens, you know. So I wanted to make sure that I didn't have a lot of time to spend in the studio, and you know, I mean, I get the homie discount, but the truth is, it still gets expensive, you know. And my goal was to just make sure that I was recording, writing, and having radio quality product. You know, so that I was like, you know what? I'm just gonna start putting out good songs. I don't, if there's a lot of bad music out there, and you can tell it's just rushed. Now, you can have good rushed music, you can, but I just really focused on, you know, trying to make sure that I'm writing music that relates to people, that's fun, that sounds good. But I am in the studio right now. I've actually working on 3 or 4 different songs. They're all kind of at different places, but I got a couple of them that are done. I'm just waiting to get them mixed and mastered, and then we'll be having some new music soon.
Cool. I
Yeah.
think you're the first one to tell me I moved to Nashville with no thoughts of getting in the music business.
Nah, man.
Everybody goes there, and that's their main thing.
Yeah,
A tough
honestly,
town.
I really was not planning on it at all. Obviously, I love music. It's always been my passion. I when that project, Sergeant Avenue, was done, I'd kind of gotten burnt out. We got to do a lot of cool stuff as an independent band. It was a lot of fun. I kind of got burnt out, and then I got married, had kids. You know, kids were at an age where, like, obviously I didn't have a lot of time to do anything other than try and, you know, have a family. And then obviously, you know, COVID happened and the kids are all getting older, and it was like, well, I got some free time, might as well start writing some music.
Nice.
The kids, funny how kids do that when they're younger. They really do slow you down on the music in a bit, but there's so much that goes into them. So yeah, I get
Oh
that.
man, it's nonstop.
How many did you have? How did you end up having?
So I married into two right away.
Oh wow. All right, so
And we ended
instant.
up instant family. Yep. And then we had one of our own, and then that was enough. So
Three's
yeah.
enough. Three's enough.
Yeah.
So man, with you always recording and working the day job, man.
Oh yeah.
How do you handle the obligations of social media? Because it's so prevalent now.
So taxing. That's something that I still struggle with, because it's like everyone's like, oh, you start talking, if labels are going to look at you, it's like you got to have X amount of followers on Instagram and TikTok, and they want to make sure that you're posting X amount of times a day. And the truth is I try to manage it. I don't try to force anything, man. It's going to be organic. I'm going to do everything that I can with the time that I have. It's just even like right now, it's like, oh, I got an opportunity to jump on here and talk with you guys, and it's like, well, I got an hour left of work. And the truth is we're usually pretty slow at this time, and so I take my opportunities that I get and I try to make the most of them. I'm pretty specific. Like, I'll try to do everything that I can if it makes sense. And because there's a lot of people in this town that burn themselves out doing stuff that's really just a waste of time,
Correct.
for real. And so I have to manage what I do mathematically.
Yeah, Nashville's a tough, really tough town,
Listen,
music
dude,
wise.
like, so all of my years playing shows, I'm a performer. Like, I just am. That's what I did. I could not get a venue to let me even. So I've lived in Nashville at this point 9 years. I have a ton of people who are like, dude, when are you going to play a show? And I'm like, all right, well, let's put something together. I've got enough. I can do, 90 minutes. And I'm calling around venues. And they're like, yeah, nobody, no. You can come do open mic. We don't know who you are. You're not going to pull a crowd. Finally, I'm like, dude, I gotta find. There has to be a venue. And I'm even getting this from venues that hold like 100 people. So I'm like, let me do it on an off night, right? But I called an old connection from when I was on the road in my rock days, and I said, hey, Denny, you got any connections at any venue that'll let me come play? I'll do a ticketed event. I'll even guarantee him I'll sell X amount of tickets. And I finally one place let me do it, and we sold the place out on a Thursday night. And so I was like, and then since then it's been like, the more I play and the more I put people in seats, it's been easier to get into certain venues. But Nashville, it's so political, and it's like a
Political
niche.
pay for play and tough. It's tough all the way around.
Man,
Too
yeah.
many. And I've said this. The one other thing you've got to go and get you is you got 10 blondes in every street corner. They can sing extremely well.
You
They
know
look
what? I do
extremely
have going
well.
for me, and that is very true. There are some people that are so much more talented than I am. But artists in today's world, what they don't have is my experience on the stage and performing. Because the truth is, especially in the country world, I come from the rock world. I'm used to being on a big stage in front of a lot of people and having to figure out how to engage with them. Go to a Keith Urban concert. If you can't do something similar to pull that audience in, in the country world, like, he's amazing at it. But like, that's something that I was forced to have to learn, because really it's the difference between, you can't make it in the rock world if you can't do it.
No, you'll get pretty much thrown
You
out
just
on every
that's
single
right.
venue.
If you can't do it in the rock world, you're done. And so in the country world, it's mildly acceptable to not do that. And so the difference is when I perform, I'm getting the whole crowd involved. I want everybody involved as part of a show, not just me standing up there with a guitar trying to, play some
Yeah,
songs.
tell them sad songs and repeat it
Right.
backwards. Yeah.
That's right. So it's like, but that just comes with experience too. But the amount of talent down here is unmatched. I mean,
A lot of talent, a lot of
there's so
turnover.
much talent.
There's more. We've always said this, and we've talked about this for many years about how much there's so much more supply than demand, and that and COVID didn't help with the venues. It made a lot of venues close. A lot of them tightened up a bit more. You got these towns like New York, L.A., Chicago. Even is a tough one, and Detroit is too. And Nashville all have a very tight-knit music community too. Nashville being one of the bigger ones because it's a central hub, it has a very tight music community. And like you said, unless they know you, you couldn't get you, it's hard getting in. So
Great.
it's a that that is even brings it harder for a lot of new artists. You're right, the live stage performance, the being able to do it is an art, and it's a dying art.
It's a dying art.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, the best shows are the ones where you can get your crowd engaged. looking at the person and thinking that you're talking to each individual person individually to
That's
them
right.
strictly is
That's right.
curious.
Yep.
And you will draw crowds all the time. People will come back just for that. They want to hear the sappy stuff about the songs too, in between.
Right, you know, you in between, in
Yeah, in
between.
between. Because if you don't talk, they're
I
like,
gotta be honest, in between is almost just as important as the
it
song.
is. Yeah.
So,
Maybe more,
yeah,
but
maybe more.
it's that makes it a show. Not interacting with the audience, you might as well just listen to the record. It's
Correct.
something about the way, and that's when they have that real connection with you, because you pull them in, you get them involved, man. The other thing I love about country is that you guys still have bands, you have
Oh,
musicians.
yeah.
I do a lot of rap, I do a lot of pop, and it's one guy with his computer,
Right.
or a DJ. One of the things I like about rock and country that when you go, you see
Yep.
a band. I'm so glad that country is doing what it's doing, because like my kids, they don't really have bands. Unless it's country, because rock isn't as big right now, because country's kind of riding at the top of the charts. But
Yeah.
without them, there would be no bands. It would be pop stars and
Rock's making
rappers.
a comeback, but you're correct.
Yeah,
But
that's number one. Country has it much better. It has a full band.
Yep.
And I hate to say it. Between, this comes, again, Mark, you're gonna hear something out of me you probably never heard before. But beyond that, country fiddles and bands are, it's a dying thing, but still one of my favorite things to hear. And
Yeah.
saxophones and rock, are
Yeah.
those two things are things that you don't hear as much as you did. I mean, coming back to the 80s when we
Right.
grew up, it was more popular there, but it still is a dying art to hear a full band play. And I mean, today, get a whole band who can play, who can write, who can sing, and that's almost unheard of in any aspect, because most artists, as the years have gone on, relied on the computer more than anything else, instead of understanding and honing their craft in an instrument. Because I, well, heck, when I did it, I can play three instruments. I can play more, but I wouldn't say I can play.
Right. That's what I say. That's what I say. It's like I can play a bunch of different instruments. Now I'm not amazing at any of them, but I can
But you can
competently
sing.
sit
But you
down
sing.
and I
That's
can play.
an instrument.
Correct.
But in the old days, if the it's like I can play guitar, bass, key. If the guitar player is here, but the bass player didn't show up,
You can
oh,
guitar. You
okay,
can
I
ask.
can sit in on the bass. If the keyboard player, hey man, you got to shout out the changes, but I can cover.
Right.
Now it's different. Country and church, that's where you find the musicians.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well,
And
that's
you're from both. You're country, rock,
well, and
and church.
what's funny is down here, most of the guys that play at church are touring artists.
Yeah, I know. Isn't that amazing?
They're the
Yeah.
musicians that are usually on
Yeah,
the
you
road.
get to
If I'm
see
putting
go to
together a
church and see them
band,
free.
yeah, I'm getting Chicago church musicians, Nashville church. Those guys can all play.
Oh, they're all
And
good.
it doesn't matter what, they can play whatever.
Yep.
I love church musicians, man. I really do. Now,
So,
man, you're in Detroit, right? Oh, well, Michigan.
no,
If you're not from Michigan, it's all Detroit.
yeah,
It's
it's
all Detroit.
Detroit.
Yeah. So, who are your influences coming up?
So, I mean, other than, obviously, like who I listed before, I listened to a lot of Lynyrd Skynyrd, a lot of Stevie Ray Vaughan. But I would say in the, my youth, as far as what I really listened to a lot of, I would say in the Skillet era, I liked the 90s music, like honestly, like Foo Fighters, that, shoot, there was so many. You got Our Lady Peace was
Yeah,
good.
Our Lady Peace is awesome.
There were so many good 90s bands. Third Eye Blind, that was like, as I said, I listened to a lot of stuff because I would transition from that into, bands like Skillet and Deftones and didn't I listened to Korn, but it was I didn't I really would listen to just about anything that was good. And it didn't matter. It could have been Brian Duncan, like
Yeah.
who's or Stephen Curtis Chapman for that matter. Like it could have been Christian music or non-Christian music. And Depending on what it was, is what I listened to. I mean, it didn't have to be the same genre. I love good music.
Yeah, late
So,
90s, early 2000s has some really good, I mean,
really.
alternative rock really kind of transition pop so much. Like, think about this, 98, 99, and 2000, 2001 was all alternative rock on the radio, which they call pop at the time, other than, someone like Britney Spears, that type of look. But most of everything, Alanis Morissette, powerhouse in alternative rock. And angry, my favorite genre of music is angry music. It's all that stuff into that thing. But that, if you think about it, a lot of skill. It was somewhat angry music in that stuff. And but it was all extremely good music that transitioned
Melodic.
us to where we're at when we got into the 2010s. You can see the influences that put into it and what the early 90s put into music, because it totally changed from the 1980s.
Oh, without question.
Yeah, and now look where we're at in the 2024s. Again, Taylor Swift dominates the pretty much everything in music, but her domination in what she's controlled in that music is look where country has gone to, and from her transition out of country into pop and merging the two in a certain way.
Well, and country's kind of doing the same thing, but with rock music.
Yeah, with rock music, yeah, Luke Bryan. And all these transitions from that end of it to everybody you got now, all the young ones that are coming out with the country are all completely rock.
Right, you got Hardy, and everything's kind of got a little bit of an edge to it. And
Yeah.
honestly, at first, when I first started writing, I was like, man, this is kind of, is this going to fit? But now it's like transitioned right into up my alley, like rock country. I'm cool with this.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I got a lot of what I've been writing has been a lot of, again, breakup songs have been my biggest, best thing to write with over the years for forever and a day. But country sure makes it easy to write them, and make them so much more sound painful at the same time as sound where it draws you in with that rock feel. They always said that I could have rock back if I changed it. In the industry, and it's like rock has been a very was it died in a lot of ways where it was because it just did not fit. Arena, it would all turn to, I think Queen kind of dominated too much in the arenas that it changed it completely from where it was at from there.
Oh, sorry.
You're right.
No, dude, rock was my that was my go-to, my growing up. Sorry, I had to check on my dog real fast. Had
You're good.
to bring him with me to work today.
Oh, that's cool.
Well, wife's out of town, so
Yeah, so you
I'll
can't leave a
be there
dog.
all day. But no, I agree, and I'm excited where country's going, because the truth is, I've got, even some of the new stuff that I'm writing, it's like it's got influences of rock, but it also has some influences of pop in it. So it's like you can write rock country, you can write pop country, and they kind of can all go
Interconnect.
together. You have to figure out how to tie them together, so it's not like, where is this guy going, with all of this? It's not cohesive, but I feel like we're in an era where we can do that effectively. It takes a little bit of tweaking, but it's
If you
fun.
can do it in a venue, think about this, in a bar venue, a
Oh,
country
yeah.
in a bar venue. If you turn around and put out a country pop where it's more dancey, turn around, bring a sad song into it, turn around, bring that angry song, bring that rock song, you will draw that crowd in more, because if you play 10 songs of the same thing,
They get dull.
they're gonna get ugly and turn on you.
Yep, that's right.
And I
So
think
that's why country's
everything,
perfect for it.
I think people are at a point where they just really like to hear a good story. Country allows you to tell a really good story. And regardless of where music goes, I think there's always room for a good storyteller. And when you're writing songs and your songs are telling good stories, it always makes people want to hear more. And that's one of the things country allows it to do, because you're not always trying to get people to shake their booty. Sometimes you really just you're giving them something to think about. And that's one of the things I love about country.
That's factual.
They always have there's always a winner in country, you can do that with a store.
Usually the
You can
girl.
come with a winner. You get come and you
Yeah.
come with the girl, the dog, and the pickup truck.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly.
Or you lose them all the next day.
Right.
But it definitely does produce some really good in-depth music that you can't get out of strict bubblegum pop.
No.
Or even to going, I mean, I guess I hate to use Queen and Kiss as the examples, but they did some really good storytelling in there back in the day. I mean, Queen certainly ruled
Absolutely.
that in the 80s, but they were way ahead of their time.
They were.
And it was unique to see how that helped transition to where we see, like I said, country went from that sappy country
Yeah.
to where we're at, the to where this is currently formulated into a complete dominance of, I think, the
Careful with that
music
sappy
industry.
country. A lot of people love that old Tammy
I
Wynette
don't get me
country.
wrong. I Kenny
There,
Rogers. Do not get me
they're
wrong.
fighting for it.
I love Kenny Rogers. Dolly Parton. She
Well, I'm a big
look at
fan.
she transitioned to during 9 to 5. She transitioned pop totally, and then turn around and can still sing country in the same breath.
Hey man, I hear you. I'm much more of a modern country than the
Yeah.
older, but
There's a market for it all.
but like I'm not against it. It all kind of merged into something new. It's like
Yeah.
people were tired of rap. They were tired of rap. They were tired of DJ, and they kind of said, well, look, if we add a little rock to this country, I think we can get everybody. And they did. I mean, like Shania Twain, what did she start? Any Man of Mine. And then she turned into this big rock star.
Right.
It's that merger.
That's
Yeah.
true.
Yeah, Brooks and Dunn did some good
Man.
it was starting the transition at the time.
Love Brooks and Dunn.
Yeah, I mean they all these band all the bands and the artists did just well. I don't know, it fed a machine for a long time, especially the early 2000s. Country fed the machine for pop, transitioning to where pop and country became one for sure.
Yeah.
So
Now, do you
there was a
have,
lot of it.
I know you're in studio, do you have any upcoming tours, concerts, anything you want to share with everybody?
So I don't have any like tours in the books. I'm working on a couple one-offs here and there. I do have July 24th. I'm going to be doing a concert at a venue called Hop Springs in Murfreesboro with another artist named Andrew Jameson. Pretty cool kid. And I think he's from the Chicago area, actually.
Okay.
And he's awesome. So that'll be fun. And then I'm working on a date right now, getting back up to Michigan at the intersection in Grand Rapids.
Yeah, grip list.
And the truth is when I do that, I'm going to try and I would love to try and find something over on the east side of the state. Obviously I'm still working full time. And so when I do it, I got to make it smart. And it's usually, being for me right now, being on the road, 4 or 5 days a week is not realistic, And so it's like, if I'm going to do something, it's going to have to be kind of a, it's got to be strategic and I got to make it make sense. So,
Yes, which makes it tougher.
it does, but you know what? I mean, it also makes it more, there are times I feel like I'm like, you know what? I'm glad I'm doing it this way because until it would be something where it could be full time, which the truth is I do see that in the future. It's just right now it's like it's kind of enjoyable because I can book the stuff that makes sense. Because Nashville, let's be real, like you were talking, they don't want to pay anybody anything. So the only things I play in Nashville are events that I plan, or I'll play like CMA Fest. Because it's like otherwise I'm not gonna go down to Broadway and play for 3 hours of cover songs. That's not what I'm trying to do. And so unless it's an event, I'm gonna go out of the state because the truth is Midwest loves to they love country and they love to party and they love to have a good time. And there are venues that are always looking for good musicians. Especially if you can pull a crowd there. And that's the thing. Like you go up to Michigan, man, I can pull a crowd in Michigan. Or I would I feel like I could pull Chicago always pops up on my top cities on my Spotify numbers, so it's like I have to imagine the Midwest I could still pull some good numbers up there, so But yeah, I'll be getting some dates on the books and putting them out there.
And Detroit has a big country festival every year. That and the EDM festival are the two biggest total. Yeah, those two concert series, those weekends are both the biggest weekends there
So
is.
here's the deal with country music and festivals. Unless you are signed to a major talent agency, good luck. Unless you know somebody.
It's competitive.
Because it well, they're all owned by either iHeartRadio or Live Nation, and they have deals with, William Morris and CAA and all these large and United Talent Agency, and they have to use a percentage of their artists, and so they leave a like maybe there's a half percent. Sorry, what just happened? You there? Okay, maybe there might be a fraction of a percentage left for an independent, and then how many people are trying to get that spot? And so it's like just this last year, I was scheduled to play a CMA stage and I got booted because United Talent needed it, all the spots for their artists. So they ended up moving me to a different stage. But unless you're with a major talent agency, it's some of those, the Country Thunders of the world and the, well, actually, Country Thunder's not, they're still independently owned, but they partner with all these different talent agencies that are, unless your numbers are what I was talking before, they'll
You got
look
9 million
at
followers. You might
you.
get
Yeah,
some.
they'll look at you if you've got, 100,000 monthly listeners on Spotify and you got, 150,000 followers on Instagram, and they might take a chance on you then, but it's like until you get to those points, it's really just grind. And that's where something where I learned, because I didn't have all the social media when we came out with the band that I was in, and it was a new thing. So we had it, we used it some, but it wasn't like it is now. And I had to actually go and make cold calls. And you know what? There are still a lot of out there that are not major festivals. Small town festivals and small and they're not, honestly, they're getting tired, what I found, of having to work with all these major talent agencies, because they it's like half the time we'll cold call them and be like, they're like, who are you with? I'm like, nobody, just myself. They're like, wait, we can just work with you? Yep. It's like,
Yeah, it
okay,
makes it easier on
so
them.
well, when can we book you? I'm like, well, I mean, we got a few things that I'd like you to go over, and we can agree on it, and then we'll get it booked. And they're like, okay. And they're all over the place, but people don't like to do the guerrilla warfare anymore. The cold calls, the thousands of emails, and the emails are tough. I'll be honest with you. I have way more success picking up a phone, making a phone call,
And it's a
than sending
tough
emails.
gig. And again, you're right. It's tougher for people because now you not only have to be good at music, you got to be good at singing, got to be good at writing, got to be good at, oh, I'm sorry, you got to manage yourself, book your own stuff, oh, and run your social media yourself. It is not as easy as it once was to be an
No,
artist. It is a lot harder. A lot harder than people think it is.
it's you got to have serious drive to do it, unless you're just doing it for fun and don't really care what it does,
Yeah. Which
and
sometimes, and I hate to say it, music as a whole, most people don't want to admit it, but I always tell this to artists, either you're really dead serious about it, or it's a darn good hobby.
right.
Because you're right, there is that fine line between what it is, and it's tough to transition from it being a hobby
To
to
being full time.
being serious, because there is, like you said, huge numbers, huge amount of money to investments, and huge amount of money of people having to back you. And that isn't always as easy as everyone wants to, say it is.
No, it's definitely not.
Now, that's why we were always so glad, because that's one of the things we get out of the Reverb campaign. We get to hear music from a lot of people who are not fed into this system. So it's not, a lot of the stuff isn't honed in perfectly with that industrial sound, where it's the same carbon copy put back out because it's industry standard. And we like to see that. We also we one of the things we've said is because we mix our interviews between industry standard and with the Reverb, and it's been nice because we're getting different we got the different conversations, which for us, we love. It's great
I'm
getting
sure.
conversations, about, hey, with the this is real. This is what we do. This is how hard we work.
Yeah. But you see it all. You get
Yeah.
to hear all the different perspectives.
It's great, and it's good to do that, you know. And but I do one of the questions I do ask everybody, and it's funny because I'll ask them regardless of from where, you know, if they're experienced or not, who, if would you ever want to if you could on stage play with, and you live or dead, if you had your choice, who would it be?
Oh man.
It's the toughest question of all.
I gotta be honest. It's a really hard question.
It is. Oh, it's one of the toughest.
Because there are so many great artists. I would say living, I have to say Keith Urban.
Yeah, Keith Urban's amazing.
And I say that because he's a good dude too. Like I've
Power
had the
energy.
opportunity. I've had the opportunity to meet him a couple of times, and he's just a stand-up human. And he puts on one hell of a show.
Yeah.
You know, that's just something I'd be love to be a part of. Now, you take it outside of that. I don't, oh man, it's hard to pick one, but yeah, I don't know. I'll say Keith Urban.
It's a good
Oh
choice
yeah.
because
I
Keith
mean,
Urban
because the truth
is.
is, if I had one chance to do with any, I would love to do, if I ever had a chance to do a duet with something, Dolly is like, I just love
She's
Dolly.
perfect. Since she's still singing at her current age,
Oh, she's amazing.
she's amazing. She sends chills down my spine still
She's
now
amazing.
because she is like something that's like angelic because there's just no one like her and there's no
There's
one
nobody
been
like
like her since. And it's like, wow, what are we gonna do? And Dolly's gone because she is the total what you would want a female artist to be in country. Literally.
Yep. Not to mention
Can
all the
write a
stuff.
song.
Yeah.
He can write a song. Man, Jolene is one of my all-time favorite songs in any genre. I mean, she can write a song, man.
Yeah.
Yeah,
She's
and she does
good.
duets. She can just pick up the
Good
microphone and
ones.
duet like on key, you know, right on.
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead. Can you do one now? And they're like, what?
Right.
Yeah. So I agree. Those are excellent choices. And Keith Urban does put on one of the best live shows that I've ever seen.
He's great.
Yes. I cannot wait for your next music. Like I said, we
Thanks.
started listening to you currently have it is really I love it. It's now been
Thank
added.
you.
I've added your music to my playlist. So
Right on. I appreciate that.
it's been really awesome. I am notorious for when we do these reverb things. Mark and me are both into looking at, you know, we try to mix up the genres. And
Right.
sometimes it's easy, sometimes it's not, but we've been blessed the last three programs that we've been able to, you know, find people who have uniqueness about them. So it was really cool when we found you.
Right
And
on.
I'm glad, you know, we got to do this. We also do end up bringing people back over a period of time. So definitely we still have this plan to bring a lot of people back to do the industry one where we have a huge discussion about the industry from everybody in a round table type setting.
Yeah.
So we may
Heck
reach
yeah.
out to you for that and
Heck
we'll have
yeah.
some fun with those because I think it'd be great having, you know, 15 people on discussing the industry
Right. All
and
different
where we're
walks of
at
being.
today.
Heck
Yes.
yeah. That'd be
So when you
awesome.
hear
Well,
some new music,
absolutely.
please send it through because
Yeah.
we're in the tribe now, man. We love to support
I
people that are out there
appreciate that.
doing
Yes.
good music.
Love it.
And
Absolutely.
we'll definitely
We'll stay
keep
in
up on
touch.
social media
Absolutely.
with you for sure and support you.
I appreciate it.
Not a problem. So yeah, definitely thank you for being on.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
And
Not at
we
all.
look forward to new music.
Right on. I'll be in touch with you.
All right, please do.
Absolutely.